Class 4, Subject English Literature, Topic Friends and Companions. Children, I am sure many of you have friends and you cherish them. Well, this story tells us how wild dog becomes man's best friend. This story has been taken from the Just So Stories by Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard Kipling was an English journalist, a short story writer, poet and novelist. He was born in India. His notable works include The Jungle Book, Just So Stories, Kim, etc. He won the Nobel Prize in Literature. Now children, I am going to read and explain the story to you. This story is about those times when the tame animals were wild. The dog, the horse, the cat, the cow, and the sheep were wild as could be. Indicates extremely dangerous. And they all lived in the wet wild woods in a corner of the earth. Of course, the man was wild too. He was dreadfully wild, here extremely. Wandering about here and there, sleeping on the branches of trees. He didn't even begin to be tame till he met the woman. And she told him that she did not like him being so wild. One day, she picked a nice dry cave. She strewed, here spread, clean fine sand on the floor. And she lit a nice fire of wood at the back of the cave. She hung a dried wild horse skin across the opening of the cave for a curtain and she said, "Wipe your feet, dear, when you come in, and now we will keep house, here doing the house cleaning and cooking." At night, she made delicious wild sheep, flavored it with wild garlic and wild pepper, and roasted. Here, the food cooked by prolonged exposure to heat, and roasted it on hot stones. She also cooked wild duck, stuffed with wild rice and wild herbs like mint and coriander. They finished off their tasty meal with juicy wild cherries as red can be. This indicates that the woman took a lot of care in what she did. The aroma of the roasted food wafted, here floated, out to all those in the wet wild woods. The man went to sleep in front of the fire, ever so content. But the woman sat up. Let us see, children, what she did. Combing her long hair, then she took the bone of the shoulder of the half-eaten wild sheep, the big fat blade bone, threw it into the fire, and she made a magic. She made the first singing magic of the world. Out in the wet wild woods, all the animals gathered together where they could see the light of the fire a long way off, and they wondered what it meant. Children, here the animals of the wet wild wood did not see anything like this before. Hence, they were all puzzled and frightened. Then the wild horse stamped his wild foot and said, "Oh my friends and oh my enemies, why have the man and the woman made that great light in that great cave? What harm will it do to us?" Wild dog lifted up his wild nose and smelled the aroma of the roasted sheep and said, "I will go up and look, then come back and tell you what I saw. I too am worried. Wild cat, come with me." "Mew," mewed wild cat, purring. "I am the cat who walks by himself. I will not come with you." You see, at that time, cats were not as curious creatures as they are today.